Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
All this week, we've been focusing on principles to live by that come from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Clearly, they were a church in trouble. Paul called them infants in Christ. They had not grown and matured in their relationship with God and one another. They were definitely a gifted church, but they were using their gifts in immature ways, so much so that Paul stated that if unbelievers were watching and listening, they would say, "You're out of your mind." But Paul went on to say that if there is order and unity and clear communication among the believers, the secrets of the hearts of unbelievers will be revealed, and they will fall down and worship God, claiming God is really among you. What was happening in Corinth was the opposite of what Jesus prayed for on his way to the Garden of Gethsemane.
"I pray not only for these, but also for those who believe in me through their word. May they all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me, so that they may be made completely one, that the world may know you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me."
So what is the principle we can learn from Paul's exhortation to the Corinthians and Jesus' prayer? It's this: when unsaved people attend our church gatherings, they should see love and unity and be able to understand clearly the message of the Word of God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.